Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I live in an old house with my mom and my little sister. My days follow a simple routine. I go to school, come back home, and do my homework. The house is not new, and its worn floors and creaky doors are part of our everyday life. We never expected anything unusual to disturb the routine. Every morning, Mom takes care of the chores while my sister and I get ready for the day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
We rarely talk about anything out of the ordinary. The house always felt safe, even though it sometimes makes noises that can be explained by age. I never thought those sounds meant something more. Evenings are quiet. I sit at my desk or relax in the living room, and the familiar sounds of the house keep me company. The routine brings comfort, and nothing ever disturbed our peaceful life. At least, that's what I believed. The house with its simple rooms and worn-out furniture has always been my safe place. I never imagined that one night something would shatter that feeling of security. One evening, while I was finishing my homework, I heard odd noises coming from outside. They did not sound like the usual wind or passing cars. Instead, they were slow, deliberate sounds that made me pause. I thought maybe it was just an animal wandering by. The next morning, Mom reviewed the footage from our security cameras. Her face grew pale as she watched a video showing a very thin old woman moving in a strange way in our backyard. The footage showed her running on all fours, moving faster than a normal person. I could see her off-white eyes and an unnervingly white smile in the grainy video. Mom did not say much about the video. Instead, she kept quiet and acted as if nothing had changed. I noticed a new tension in her voice when she glanced at the camera display. Even though she tried to hide her fear, I knew that was not a normal visitor. The image of that old woman haunted the video. There was something off about the way she moved and looked. I felt a growing unease knowing that our home might not be as safe as I had always thought. In the days that followed, small signs started showing that something was wrong. I began to notice muddy footprints near the back door that were not there before. At first, I ignored them, thinking someone might have been passing by, but the prints looked too deliberate, as if they were left by someone with a specific purpose. Late at night, I heard faint sounds coming from the hall. These noises were not loud, but they were steady and filled the silence in a way that made my heart race. I double-checked the locks and even looked through the windows, but there was no sign of anyone outside. Still, I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched. One evening, while passing the kitchen, I caught a glimpse of a figure in the doorway. It was too quick to be sure, but the shape reminded me of the old woman from the video. I called Mom over, but when she came, the figure was gone. We exchanged worried looks, and a cold feeling settled between us. I started to keep a closer watch around the house. I noted every small irregularity, every unexpected sound. The tension was growing, and I realized that the presence we had seen was not an isolated incident. Something was coming, and I knew it would not be left unnoticed for long. One night, while I was alone in my room working on a project, I heard the back door creak open. At first, I thought it might be the wind, but the sound was too clear. I looked up, and to my shock, the old woman stepped into the room. This time, she did not just stand by the doorway. She moved toward me with a purpose. Her steps were slow but determined. As she approached, I could see every detail. The thin skin stretched over her bones, the off-white eyes that never blinked, and the grin that never left her face. I felt a surge of fear, but I managed to sit up instead of freezing completely. I knew I had to act. She reached the foot of my bed and took a few more steps closer. I felt the pressure of her presence in the room. Instead of merely watching me, she extended her hand slowly as if to touch me. I jerked back in alarm, feeling that this was not a friendly visit. My heart pounded, and I scrambled to find something to defend myself. I did not call for help because I knew there was no one close by to hear me. All I could do was prepare to fight back as the old woman advanced. I quickly grabbed a baseball bat from under my bed, my hands shaking as I held it. The old woman did not hesitate. She lunged forward suddenly, her eyes fixed on me as if trying to force me into submission. I swung the bat, and it connected with her shoulder. She let out a harsh sound, but did not stop advancing. The struggle turned chaotic in my small room. I hit her again and again, trying to keep her back. The bat struck her multiple times, and I could feel her staggering, but she turned with relentless force. Furniture was knocked over as I ducked and dodged her unpredictable movements. Each hit left a mark, yet she continued to press forward with a frightening persistence. I tried to block her attempts to grab me. At one point, she managed to seize my arm, causing me to drop the bat. I wrestled with her, our struggle rough and unyielding. The room filled with the sound of our scuffle, each of us fighting with every bit of strength we had. I could see that she was not going to stop until she got what she wanted. In that intense moment, I knew that this was not a random attack. The old woman was determined, and her assault grew fiercer with each passing second. I had to find a way to end this, or else I would be overpowered completely. Every move I made was driven by a desperate need to survive. After what felt like endless moments of struggle, I managed to break free. I scrambled to pick up the bat again and back toward the door, hoping to create some distance. The old woman followed, her movements slowing, just enough for me to reach the door and slam it shut. I locked it quickly, trapping her in the hallway for a few precious seconds. I could hear her on the other side of the door, scratching and hissing, trying to force her way back inside. I pressed my ear against the wood, listening to her frustrated sounds. I realized that this was her chance to regroup, and I needed to be ready for what came next. After several tense minutes, the sounds outside the door became quieter. I mustered the courage to approach the peephole and saw that she was nowhere to be seen. The struggle had taken its toll on both of us. I looked down at my shaking hands and the bruises forming on my arm. I knew I had repelled her. For now. The room was in shambles. Broken furniture and scattered belongings were evidence of the fierce attack. Even as I tried to calm my racing heart, I knew that this threat was not completely gone. The old woman had shown that she was relentless, and there was no telling if she would return. The next morning, the house was eerily quiet. I slowly entered the room where the attack had taken place and surveyed the damage. The mess and the marks of struggle reminded me of how close I had come to harm. I felt a mix of relief and lingering fear, knowing that the night's events had changed everything. Mom and my little sister did not speak much about the incident. Mom simply nodded and checked the security cameras again, while my sister kept to herself. We all understood that the home we had known was now tainted by what had happened. In the days that followed, I took extra care around the house. I repaired what I could and set up additional locks. I also wrote down every detail of that night in a notebook. The record was simple but clear. The old woman had attacked, and her presence was real and dangerous. I wanted to remember every detail so that I could understand it better and be prepared if she ever returned. Though the immediate threat had ended, I could not shake the feeling of unease that settled in our home. Every creak of the floor and every sound in the hallway reminded me of her relentless assault. Life had changed overnight, and the memory of her off-white eyes and twisted smile would remain with me for a long time. Hey guys, we noticed that only a small portion of you are subscribed to the channel. If you really enjoy our stories, please follow us and like the video. It's free and it really helps us a lot to keep growing. We upload videos daily and interact a lot with our community, as we upload stories that you recommend us, and once a month, we upload your own stories. And to those of you who are already subscribed, we appreciate all your likes, comments, and your constant support. You are as much a part of SSG Animations as we are. And now, back to the video.
I was in bed with Mark on what I assumed was a normal night. The room was lit by a weak bedside lamp, and our familiar surroundings felt safe and unremarkable. I had just closed my eyes when an unexpected tug from under the bed disrupted my sleep. That pull was brief, but unmistakable. I shifted in the dark, confused by the sudden movement. There was no sign of movement anywhere else in the room, only the quiet hum of the heater. I checked my arm, half expecting it to be a stray limb from a dream, but it was real. My heart began to beat steadily as I tried to make sense of the sensation. I glanced over at Mark, who remained fast asleep without any reaction. I hesitated before reaching for the lamp switch, not wanting to disturb the calm unless I was sure something was wrong. The room stayed still, with no immediate clues to explain what had just happened. A sense of unease settled over me, but I pushed it aside, thinking it must have been a trick of sleep. I lay there, questioning my senses in silence, unaware that the night was about to take a far darker turn. After a moment of internal debate, I switched on the lamp to get a better look. The space between the bed revealed nothing unusual, only scattered clutter in the normal darkness. I mentioned the odd sensation to Mark as softly as I could, expecting him to share my concern. He merely grinned and said that if an intruder had been there, we would have seen him. His light-hearted dismissal did not match the gravity I felt. I argued that if someone had been under our bed, they would have had the time to hide properly. Mark's chuckle filled the small room as he teased about hiding spots near the closet. His humor felt misplaced, and I couldn't shake the growing tension. I stood up and inspected the area around the bed, determined to find any sign of someone hiding. Every detail seemed ordinary. The unremarkable bed frame, the usual array of personal items. Yet, I felt a disquiet I couldn't explain. I convinced myself that any danger would soon become evident if it was real. In that quiet moment, I realized that our safe night had suddenly become uncertain. The rational part of me tried to dismiss the strange pull, but deep down I sensed that something was very wrong. Before I could settle my racing thoughts, the bathroom door swung open violently. A man stepped out, moving with a cold precision that left no room for error. In his hand was a heavy hammer, and in a split second he charged toward Mark. I watched in horror as he struck without hesitation. The force of the blow sent Mark crashing backward, his body slumping into the bed. The sound of the impact reverberated in the small space and confirmed that this was no accidental intrusion. I could see Mark's body move erratically as the attacker continued his grim work. Every detail, the swing of the hammer, the sickening sound of contact, was brutally clear. My instinct took over as I scrambled away. I dashed to the bathroom and secured the door behind me, my mind locked on the desperate need to survive. Through the narrow slit of the door, I caught fleeting glimpses of the violence unfolding behind the bed. The attacker's determined movements left no doubt. His intent was to kill. There was no time to process or rationalize what was happening. The sound of the hammer striking echoed in the room, and I realized that every second lost might cost me my life. I gripped the doorframe, my body trembling with a mix of shock and grim determination. The bathroom door could only hold him for a few moments. I heard it splinter as the attacker forced his way in, his heavy steps announcing his arrival. I quickly ducked behind the bathtub, careful not to make a sound. My eyes strained in the dim light to track his movement, each step measured and deliberate. I watched as he moved through the room, his gaze methodical and focused. He didn't pause to speak or offer any explanation, simply advancing with a single-minded purpose. The distance between us shrank with each labored step, and I realized I had little time to plan my next move. I clutched a nearby object tightly, preparing for a desperate action. Every sound in the room seemed magnified. I could see the brutal intent in his posture as he scanned the space, unaware of my hiding behind the bathtub. I felt trapped, with only the narrow gap behind the tub to shield me from his approach. The tension in the cramped space became unbearable as I weighed my options. I knew I had to act before he found me, yet every second stretched longer than the last. The quiet moments before his next move felt endless and filled with raw, unfiltered fear. When the attacker reached the edge of my hiding spot, I seized the only weapon I had, a bottle of alcohol from the sink. With a surge of adrenaline, I hurled it directly at his face. The bottle shattered on impact and he recoiled as blood mixed with the liquid on his face. His sudden cry of pain gave me the opening I needed. I rushed for the door only to find that the keys were missing. Panic set in as I realized I was trapped in the middle of a nightmare. The attacker's slow, deliberate steps echoed in the corridor as he recovered from the blow. My mind raced while I fumbled desperately with the lock, hoping to find another way out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Realizing that waiting was not an option, I bolted out the back door into the cool night air. I raced through the dim hallway and out into the backyard, driven by pure instinct. In the backyard, I had only one thought: get as far away as possible. I ran without looking back, my senses alert to every movement in the darkness. I spotted the neighbor's house in the distance and sprinted toward it, hope mingling with fear. My breath came in ragged gasps as I reached the porch, my hands trembling as I fumbled for a way in. Before I could get inside, a sudden commotion arose at the front of the neighbor's property. The neighbor's dog lunged at the attacker without hesitation. The unexpected assault disrupted his advance, and he staggered momentarily under the animal's force. I took advantage of that moment to slip into the house. Inside, I locked the door behind me and quickly found a safe corner. The sounds of struggle and the dog's barks filtered through the walls as I pressed myself against the door, trying to steady my pounding heart. I kept my eyes on the gap between the door and the floor, aware that any misstep could be fatal. I immediately called the police, my voice clear and steady as I described the brutal events. The conversation was short, but every word was weighed with the reality of the night's horror. I recounted the attack on Mark, my escape, and the struggle outside that ended with the attacker's retreat. The operator assured me help was on the way, even as I continued to listen to the distant sounds of pursuit. The police arrived shortly after, but everything ended long before they arrived. Mark was declared dead at the scene, and the loss was as absolute as it was painful. The investigation yielded little more than confusion and dead ends. The attacker's identity remained a mystery. Every detail was documented, yet nothing could explain the inexplicable intrusion into our lives. Now, whenever I think back on that night, I recall the raw terror and the relentless chase without sentiment or exaggeration. I share my story as a simple record of events, a night where nothing would ever be the same again.
I spent that night in my small studio apartment after a night out with Elias. The club was loud and the streets were cold, but the apartment felt like a safe retreat. I had prepared a clean space with my bed and a mattress on the floor for Elias. Nothing unusual was planned. We simply wanted to crash after dancing. The apartment is tight and bare, with a single room that doubles as a living area and bedroom. I arranged the bed against one wall and placed the mattress right next to it. The door, positioned close by, gave the room a compact feel. I was used to the simplicity of it all. I set aside my doubts about the night's exhaustion and settled in for some sleep. Elias had dozed off on the mattress, and I lay in my bed hoping for a quiet few hours. The silence of the night felt normal, even if the building creaked occasionally. I expected nothing more than a few restless minutes. I knew our routine well, a night of dancing, a shared apartment, and a promise of an uneventful morning. The room's plainness suited us, and I trusted that the hours ahead would pass without incident. That confidence, however, was about to be challenged in a way I could not explain. In the dead of night, the usual hum of the city was replaced by a tense quiet. I lay still, trying to ignore the distant sounds, when suddenly the apartment door shifted. It moved as if pushed by a force I couldn't account for, leaving a gap in the otherwise sealed space. Without warning, a cold, unyielding grip latched onto my leg. I felt the pull as something heavy and deliberate tugged at me. The contact was brief but shocking, as if an unseen hand had gripped me and then released me just as fast. My body reacted instantly with a scream. I jerked upright, heart pounding, and tried to understand what had happened. The pull on my leg had been violent and unexpected, leaving me reeling on the edge of consciousness. I stared at the door, which now seemed oddly ajar, with no sign of what could have done this. The room remained dim and silent aside from my ragged breathing. Elias, sleeping on the bed, stirred briefly at my outburst but did not offer any explanation. His confusion matched my own, and I struggled to steady my shaking limbs. Before I could catch my breath, the door swung open with a violent jerk. This time, a more powerful force seized me, pulling at my body with an intensity that left no room for resistance. The pressure on my leg intensified as I was yanked closer to the doorway. My muscles tensed as I fought to break free, but the grip was unrelenting. I was dragged from my bed in a flurry of motion. My scream cut through the silence as I was wrenched off the familiar comfort of my room. My friend's eyes snapped open and he sat up quickly, his face a mix of shock and disbelief at the unfolding chaos. I felt the cold bite of fear with every tug. The force driving me out did not ease even for a moment. Each pull felt deliberate, as though every movement was controlled by an unseen will. My body thrashed against the pole, but the strength behind it was overpowering. I could do nothing except yield to the violent motion. I landed roughly on the hard floor outside my bed, the impact rattling my senses. Elias reached out confused and alarmed, but the force kept me in its grip. The room spun as I was forced further from the place I'd known as safe just moments before. Every step away from my bed deepened the terror. I was pushed into the narrow corridor of the apartment, the hallway stretching out in a way that felt unfamiliar under the strain of what was happening. The relentless pull drove me toward a flight of stairs I had taken for granted in countless nights before. Each step was a struggle as my feet scrambled against the cold floor. The rough texture of the floor dug into my skin as my clothes snagged on the uneven surfaces as I was hauled along. The sound of my grunts and the scraping of fabric filled the space, marking every painful second. I felt each jolt as we moved, a reminder that I was completely at the mercy of whatever force was behind this. As we reached the base of the stairs, the transition was jarring. The bright overhead light of the ground floor clashed with the dim corridor behind me. My friend's eyes met mine in a brief moment of panic and confusion. He seemed frozen, unable to reconcile the normalcy of the space with the chaos I was experiencing. The grip did not let up, and I found myself teetering on the edge of control. Every attempt to pull away was met with a harder, more forceful tug. The situation spiraled into a nightmarish struggle as I was forced to descend into an area I never knew existed within my own home. The stairs led me into what I assumed was a basement, though Elias later insisted no such space existed. The air grew colder as I reached a landing that plunged into near total darkness. My eyes strained to adjust, but the absence of light rendered everything into a black void. I knew I was not in the familiar ground floor anymore. In that oppressive dark, I began to discern a shape slowly making its way toward me. The figure moved with deliberate slowness, each step measured and heavy. I could not see its features clearly, only the sense that it was enormous in size and presence. Every movement raised the stakes of my growing terror. As the shape drew near, I realized it towered above me, easily over 2 meters tall. There was something off about its form, something that set it apart from any human I had ever known. The way it approached left no doubt that its intent was not benign. The darkness concealed its details, but the raw power in its motion was unmistakable. Then, without warning, the creature reached out and clamped its hand around my head. The pressure was immediate and excruciating, squeezing with a force that shattered the resistance of my skull. I felt the sickening crack of bone as a viscous liquid oozed from its mouth and seeped into me, burning as it spread. The pain and horror of that moment remain etched in my memory. I awoke abruptly back in my bed on the ground floor, as if pulled out of a waking nightmare. The transition from darkness to the familiar room was jarring, and I sat up, gasping for breath. The remnants of pain still throbbed in my head, a reminder that what I experienced was not a mere dream. Elias was at my side almost immediately, leaning over with a look of relief. "You're finally awake! What the hell happened?" I tried to explain the basement, the figure, and the crushing grip that shattered my skull, but my words came out jumbled and desperate. He listened, frowning as I recounted every detail. "Bro, there's no basement here." I turned around, and to my astonishment, the stairs ended abruptly on the ground floor with no passage to a lower level. Since that night, I have been haunted by unexplained events that challenge my grip on reality. Every night as I lie in bed, I brace myself for the next unexpected moment. The horror that began with a simple pull on my leg now follows me everywhere, a relentless presence that I cannot escape. I share the story not for sympathy, but to record what I know to be true, a reminder for me. Sooner or later, it will happen. That thing that is chasing me will finally get me, and when that happens, all of you will know the truth.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.